words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart always be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. Amen. Amen. Some of you may have seen the poster entitled The Laughing Jesus. As a work of art, I don't find it particularly inspirational, but I love the concept. Jesus laughed. He had a sense of humor, and he brought out smiles and laughter in others. In today's gospel, Jesus calls Philip and Nathanael to be disciples. We know that Andrew, Peter, and possibly John were already disciples. So in my mind's eye, I see five very happy and excited men walking the rocky roads of Galilee with Jesus. Now, put yourself in their place for a moment. From their earliest days learning scripture and the history of Israel, they have heard of the coming of the Messiah. They have grown up with a sense of watchful waiting. And now, not only have they met a man who might be the Messiah, they are invited to be part of his active ministry. I think we tend to imagine that the time Jesus and the disciples were together was always spent in serious discussions, that Jesus was always preaching and talking in parables. Well, I think they had some downtime when they talked about their families, the weather, the funny things that had happened during the day. Because I think Jesus was a man of warmth, affection, and humor. And he enjoyed those characteristics in others. We see that reading between the lines of the gospel narrative. Jesus and the disciples went to at least one wedding where Jesus made exceptional wine. They were frequent guests in the home of Lazarus, Martha, and Mary. Despite Martha's bitter prickliness, I can imagine Jesus relaxing with his friends, enjoying a fine dinner and a cup or two of wine. As a matter of fact, Jesus frequently dined out. True, these dinners sometimes turned out to include teaching moments, but I suspect it was also companionship as well. Now, to be honest, the prophets of the Hebrew Bible may have been profound teachers and visionaries, but they were a bit bizarre. For example, Jeremiah and John the Baptist were somewhat off-putting. However, in his dual nature as a Messiah and a man, Jesus dressed and acted like a normal human being. He is described as a carpenter. However, current scholarship suggests he was also a stonemason. And so he was a physically strong man, accustomed to heavy labor. And these were characteristics that made him accessible to the strong fishermen who were his initial disciples and gave him credibility with the men and women who came out to hear him. Children instinctively recognize adults who are genuine and friendly. And we know that children felt comfortable around Jesus. One of the most poignant moments in the New Testament is when Jesus learns that his friend Lazarus has died. And so we read, Jesus wept. The New Testament does not address the fact, but it is assumed that Joseph died before Jesus began his ministry. So one would imagine that Jesus also wept when Joseph died, and as the oldest, now bore responsibility for Mary. As I traveled in Israel and Palestine recently, I became so much more aware of the humanness of Jesus. He rode in boats on the Sea of Galilee, gazed upon the horizon, and endured rough seas. Heartsick, he prayed in the tree-filled garden of Gethsemane. And Jesus' divinity did not stop him from experiencing real pain during his passion and death. Jesus was and is real, tangible, concrete. Jesus is with us in our joy and play and laughter. The Jesus who grieved at the death of Lazarus and Joseph, consoled his mother and the sisters of Lazarus, understands our grief and loneliness. In my home, I have a sketch of Jesus as carpenter. And I think it's reassuring to know that Jesus understands the times that we are so tired from our work or are afraid to leave a job that we dislike. When we are in physical and or emotional pain, we can visualize an empathetic Jesus. When we embrace both the humanity as well as the divinity of Jesus, we can know deep in our bones that nothing we experience is outside the realm of a compassionate and merciful Jesus. When we pray, which is simply a conversation with Jesus, I think it is helpful to imagine him as he was seen and experienced by the disciples and the people who sometimes travel great distances to hear him and to be touched by him. A Hebridean prayer. Oh Jesus, be the canoe that holds me in the sea of life. Be the steer that keeps me straight. Be the outrigger that supports me in times of great temptation. Let thy spirit be my sail that carries me through each day. Keep my body strong so that I can paddle steadfastly on in a long voyage of life. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Let us stand and profess our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed.